Hi everyone, welcome to Socialize TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a channel where we will be discussing many different topics. This commentary is based on my opinion only. Nothing should be taken as fact or personal. Stay tuned in and let's get started with today's video. Hello everyone, good morning, afternoon, and evening to you, wherever you may be. This is another episode of Socialize TV. I first want to apologize for how I sound. Right after I thought I was healed up from being sick around Thanksgiving and a little bit after Thanksgiving, I turn around and get sick again with something different. And so now I'm dealing with a nasal drip, sore throat kind of situation. And so I don't know how long it's going to take for this to go away. Quite frankly, it's not good to be on one medication after the other to try to fix all of these different things. You just have to, at some point, just let your immune system do what it's designed to do and hope for the best. And so it has been very difficult to consistently make content as well as be healthy. So please, please, I beg you to bear with me during this time. It is so difficult for me to be healthy during the winter, which is why I hate it so much. But aside that, today's topic is going to be a very candid conversation. And it's going to be about men. And if, for whatever the reason, and I'm just going to be very honest about it, if you even think that there's an inkling of a chance that you may get offended by what I'm about to say in this episode, then I suggest you don't listen to it because I'm not going to take back what I said. I feel very strongly about what I'm going to say, and I do not feel like trying to play on people's ignorance with this whole saying, well, not all, I only mean some, try to clarify a generalization. At this point, if what I'm saying doesn't apply to you, then I'm not talking to you. But if you're getting upset about what I'm saying, then you're the very person that this episode is meant for, and you are the very person that I'm talking about. So if the shoe fits, wear it. If it don't, move on. The preface of this episode comes from the fact that I've noticed a trend happening within the past week. And it's no coincidence to me that this is happening right after Thanksgiving, because at this point I would like to think that I'm well versed in people's behavior, and so this doesn't surprise me, but this doesn't excuse the fact that people are being hurt by it nonetheless. And what I'm referring to is you have a lot of women who are going to find themselves between Thanksgiving and all the way up until possibly Christmas Day who are going to all of a sudden be broken up with just out of nowhere. They're going to realize that the guy that they've been devoting all of their time and energy to, either from the past 4 to 8 months, between 1 to 3 years, they're going to realize that their relationship, or what they thought was a relationship, is going to come to a screeching halt. And it's already happening. The thing that's so interesting is that for the women this is going to happen to, you're going to get similar, if not identical, answers from these men. And they're going to say something along the lines of, I need to take some time to focus on what I want to do in life. I have no idea where things are going. I need to be selfish right now and figure it out. What they're saying is that they've been lying to you and been wasting your time since the very beginning. And it's getting too much to keep up with the lie. Too many people are involved now. You two have met each other's families and friends and possible co-workers. You all have started having those serious conversations. For example, about moving in together, getting married, having kids. And now all of a sudden it's becoming way too much. At this point right now, he's started to feel so guilty that he has gotten you involved so deeply up until this point, and the jig is up, and he needs to confess that he's really not into this. He's not into the situation, and he's possibly not really into you. It's too much. This isn't what his future is going to be like. This is not what he wants. Even though he has done and said everything that gives an indication that this is what he wants, it's not really what he wants. And he doesn't know what to tell you. It just is what it is, and you just got to accept it. That's what he's going to tell you between now and Christmas. And if he's really that much of a crappy person, he may even tell you this on Christmas Day. I belong to a wonderful Facebook group of ladies who discuss all of the intricacies of their life with one another. And we ask each other for advice or various different things. And I am just so pleased that a space like this or social media can exist for people to express themselves without any kind of judgment. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I've been noticing that these ladies are going through exactly what I just described. And it frustrates me because I myself have been in that situation in almost every single relationship. I've never been in a situation where I was just moving along and everything was going great and it just ended up being great. Just when I thought things couldn't get any more quote-unquote perfect, the ball is dropped every time. Every single time. All of a sudden, he don't want to be with me. All of a sudden, he cheated on me. All of a sudden, something just went wrong. And I'm really confused because we're not getting into any arguments whatsoever, not even petty ones. And so I'm just trying to figure out, well, how long did you feel this way? Because from what I can tell and from the feedback that you have given me, we're doing great. So where's all of this coming from? And they never could give a direct answer. Instead, what they'll do is flip the situation around and try to make it seem like it's something that you're not doing right, which is making them unsatisfied in the relationship, and it caused them to do something adverse. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this very clearly. Guys just look for an excuse to be crappy people. I don't really think guys are good people. And the reason I say this is because we as a society don't condition men to be good people. Society conditions men to be very selfish. Society conditions men to be users. Society conditions men to be abusers. I don't see it any other way. Society conditions men to feel like nothing they do is wrong, nothing they say is wrong, and they are always right no matter the situation. We also condition men to not have a single ounce of respect for women. You have men who, honest to God, believe that the only reason why women exist is to push out babies and for no other reason other than that. There's some men who, honest to God, believe that. And it's nothing you can say or do to change that. They feel like that about their mother. They feel like that about their grandmother. They feel like that about their aunt. And they most certainly feel that way about their sisters. They really don't respect their sisters. They will call their sisters W's with absolutely no problem, very casually. And they're not going to respect their girlfriends or wives either. It doesn't matter who the woman is, he doesn't respect her. If she's not laying down and taking it, she's not doing her job as a woman as far as they're concerned. And that's just how most men think. Most men have an ego that the world is not big enough for. You have men who will step on the backs of anybody else, whether it's their fellow man or their fellow woman, it doesn't matter. He will step on their backs to get to where he thinks he should be at and throw anybody else under the bus in the process if it means getting closer to his goal. He has a ruthlessness about his career orientation, how he goes about life, trying to acclaim social status and popularity amongst people that don't even matter. This is the average man. And the reason why I know this is to be true, because it's starting to manifest, is getting to the point where women, honestly, at this point, are just wasting their time. They are wasting their time. We have women who are getting in relationships with men where the woman is making the most money. She has the most education. She has her own car. She has her own apartment. She's making it work. She doesn't have any kids. She don't have time for kids, even though she would just love to be at home and raise kids. Truth be told, most women, they don't want to be out here hustling and bustling like men are. They don't want to do it. They would much rather be home cooking and cleaning and raising kids. Most women don't have a problem with that gender assignment. They don't care. But they realize that sitting around waiting for the right man to come and provide that situation for her is probably not going to happen in her lifetime. So instead, she realizes the best thing that she could do for herself is to give herself the opportunity to get an education, to get a career, and to provide for herself since nobody else is going to do it. That's the reality. And then, because you have women who have stepped it up, that makes other men very insecure. Let's just call it what it is. With this whole debate about who picks up the check and who pays for what and whether you go half and half or this and that, is all BS. It's BS. Because any real man would not be concerned about a woman's money. Period. It's independent of what he's supposed to do for her. And the whole purpose for a woman to even have a man in her life is for him to do things that she can't do for herself or shouldn't do for herself. That's the whole point. You have women where they have to teach themselves everything, especially when it comes to owning a car, for example. They have to know all the parts of the car. They have to know how to fix the car. They have to know what's wrong with the car. especially considering the fact that when they take it to the dealership or when they take it to a place to get it diagnosed for a problem, most of the time, or often than not, you have the male mechanics try to swindle the women who are bringing in their cars for service out of money because they're banking on them not having the knowledge to understand what's really the problem, and they tell them anything so that they can pay them all this money to possibly fix things that's wrong with the car that's really not wrong with the car just so that they can have a nice paycheck. How is that right? You have women who have to be ahead of the game so that they can be taken seriously in all different environments and conversations because men don't look at them as a person who is intelligent. Let a woman be intelligent about anything and can shut a conversation down with when it starts being spoken with nonsense, that guy doesn't know how to handle her. You have guys that are just so weak and timid, and I just don't have any respect for that. I don't have any respect for a man who feels like he's better than a woman. Why are you in competition with a woman? Why are you feeling like you need to be in competition with somebody that's not your equal? I don't believe men and women are equal because we don't raise them to be such. I don't believe in that. I believe that men and women are individuals and that there shouldn't be a competition. How can you have a competition when the rules are not the same for both people? It's no way in the world there can be some equality. It's no way. So to hear this idea of women fighting for equal rights, what exactly are you fighting for? What exactly is your version of equivalence? Because I don't see it. I don't see it. It's ridiculous. And digressing a bit to, I guess, the overall topic of this conversation is that men at this point are very immature and they're incapable. The thing is that we as a society have raised men to women's detriment to be the laid back guy, to just float in limbo, to just go along with the flow and to not have a solid plan about anything. You have men out here who are literally just wasting a woman's time. And let a woman actually have some standards, it's a problem. Now, there are some women who have made up in their mind that it's just easier to go along with the flow. It's easier to not have attachments. It's easier to just have sex with whoever. That's their business. That's their business. I'm not talking about those women. I'm talking about women who are trying to achieve the whole thing. They want to get married. They want to have kids. And they also want to have a career. They want to feel fulfilled that they're being part of society as well. Some women want the whole package, but I'm here to tell you that that is potentially not going to happen. The thing is that you have men where they feel like they have this legitimate fear that for one thing, they are missing something. Somehow you have men with this idea that if they invest their future with you, somehow they're missing out on something. Somehow they're missing out on other women. Somehow they're missing out on other sexual encounters. Somehow they're missing out on ways to make money. Somehow being with you is the worst thing that can happen to him. That's essentially what he's telling you. Look at it for what it is. How can a guy sit here and be dealing with you for 6 whole entire months, okay? He approached you. You gave him a chance. You two go out on all kinds of dates. You have met his parents. You've met his siblings. You may have even gone on vacation with his family. You are doing all of these things. You may even live with this guy. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. Now, all of a sudden, the relationship is too much. or you're being too much? Doesn't make sense. And the thing that's so classic about this situation is that men will always try to find something that you're doing wrong to justify what they do. First of all, I can't control what you do, and you can't control what I do. But as an adult, every decision that I make as it concerns you is me putting forth my effort and saying that this is a situation that I want to be in, and you are a person that I want to be with. If I don't want to deal with you, I just walk away. It is that simple. And women have to understand that it has nothing to do with your weight. It has nothing to do with how you dress. It has nothing to do with whether you don't have a job or not. It has nothing to do with whether you still live with your parents. It doesn't have anything to do with that. That is not the problem. He's the problem. He is the problem. For some reason, he has convinced himself, like I said, that he's missing out. And the thing that's so sad about this is that whether you've been dealing with him for a few months or a few years, it is very possible that the entire time since the beginning, he has been lying to you. He could have had whole relationships with other women that you have no idea about. And yet he will come home to you, look at you dead in your face, lay up with you every night, have sex with you all the time, and don't think nothing of it. He don't see it to be a problem. And yet let you express something that he's not doing that bugs you, that's actually legitimate. For example, if the two of you live together and for some reason he feel like you're supposed to do all the cooking, and on top of that, you buy all the food, and he's not even so much as to try to at least do one or the other, and you have a conversation about that, all of a sudden you try to be controlling. All of a sudden you're micromanaging. What? Stop trying to flip the script. That's all men do. Men cannot take responsibility for anything that they do, because in their mind, they don't see themselves as ever doing anything wrong. And that's how it's going to be. You have men who will lead you on, lie straight to your face, be a cheater, and then get mad when you believe their lies. The gag is that they're the only ones that know they're lying. You don't. You have no clue what's going on. It's like they are repeatedly stabbing you and getting upset at you for bleeding. What did you think was going to happen? In no world is that ever okay. And for if there has ever been a chance that a man has met a woman and he cheated on her and told her, and she said, "What did I do wrong?" That woman has some serious low self-esteem. And it's those type of women that make these men exist and thrive even more. And that's why, to a certain extent, it is on you, woman, to have a self-esteem. Even if you pick yourself apart every day, you better fake it. Because what's going to happen is that you're going to find a man who is going to find a weakness within you and turn it around and use it against you every single time. It's going to happen. And I'm angry about it, and I'm frustrated about it, and it keeps happening. And the sad part about this is that this is not an age group problem where it's like, oh, this is only happening with, you know, women in their 20s. No, this is happening at all stages of life. Even men in their 40s and 50s are doing this nonsense. And this is what I would think men would be the most satisfied in their lives. Where it's like they got a woman that actually wants to take care of him and wants to love him. I would think he would be very happy and content and would do anything that woman wants. Nope. He still got to find a problem. He still got to criticize her about her looks, and that she's changed. What about you? That's the thing that gets under my skin the most, is that you have men who are so quick to say something about how a woman looks, but yet they can let themselves go, quote unquote, and we're supposed to just accept it. As soon as we say, oh, we don't want to date a guy shorter than us, or we don't want to date a dude fatter than us, or we don't want to date a dude that's losing his hair and his hairline is all the way south of the border, then we're shallow, we're mean, and we are disrespectful. No, you talk about our weight all the time. You talk about how we are too enhanced. We wear too much makeup. We have all kinds of hair sections, extensions. We have to get our nails done all the time. Most women do that for you. Most women, no, not even most, all women want to be attractive to men. That, again, that's something we've been conditioned to do. Just like men have been conditioned to look for those features in a woman. This stuff goes hand in hand. So I'm tired of men acting like all of a sudden it's a problem if this is what a woman is into. That's our norm. I don't understand the issue. And I'm tired of it. Digressing again. Here's the thing too, ladies. Understand that really, and this is just to be very frank, even if there was an issue in the relationship that you didn't know about, he should have sat you down and had a conversation with you about it. The thing that's so screwed up is that everybody else will know about the so-called problem but you. And you're the one in the relationship with him. His friends will know about it. His mom will know about it. And I don't know if it's just me, but if you've met the other people in his life and all of a sudden they start treating you different or acting different towards you, it's because of something he said. Every time. Every time. Because if they had their own relationship with you, nothing that he says will influence how they feel about you. It's something that he's doing behind the scenes that you're not aware of. My thing is, if you are so displeased with your relationship, we need to have a conversation about what the problems are. And the same way you have problems with me, I can have problems with you. That's not a one-sided thing. Like I said, you have men who feel like they don't do anything wrong. And as soon as you start naming off a list of things that irritate you, then all of a sudden you petty. It's like, no, we're going to have a conversation about it. Let's have a conversation about it. Some people may interpret what I'm saying as me not being able to take criticism. Let me explain something about so-called criticism. First of all, most people use the term constructive criticism as a way to have an opportunity to insult you directly to your face and you don't have a response. That's how most people use constructive criticism. They use it as a way to personally attack you. And nothing that they are saying to you is constructive in any kind of way, shape, or form. The second thing is that don't all of a sudden have so much critique of me and I'm not allowed to have any critique of you. You better be scotch-free before you come at me talking about something that I'm not doing. You better be doing everything under the sun before you talk to me about what I don't do. Otherwise, you're coming from a place of hypocrisy. And most people, if not all people, are hypocrites in some way. So I don't want to hear it. I don't. Because more often than not, it's a projection. You have people telling you what you're not doing, and that's what they don't do. I'm like, I guess it takes one to know one, because that's clearly a falsehood. But people play that game all the time. And the other thing too, just very simply put, most men are trying to look for an excuse to not get you nothing for Christmas. To be honest, most of the time, that's what it is. Without fail, most men break up with women between now and Christmas and between New Year's and before Valentine's Day. That's when the most breakups happen. In addition to right at the end of summer. So you have three or technically two and a half opportunities for the major breakups. For just simply that reason. They either just don't want to get you anything for Christmas or Valentine's Day, or they simply just want to stop having a fling with you because it was fun during the summer. It was hot. Everybody was out. Everybody was always at the club. You know, people were, since they were socializing more, they were meeting new people all the time. And now all of a sudden, you just became the most uninteresting thing in the world and they want to move on. That's all it boils down to. It don't have nothing to do with what you didn't do. And what's so sad is that you have women who are literally going out their way to do everything for a man, thinking that that's somehow going to increase the probability of him being faithful. And it's sad. This is why, to be quite honest, I don't believe in this whole, you know, I got to learn how to cook and clean and sew and just do all of these different things as if that's somehow going to stop a man from cheating on me. As a matter of fact, it seems like the more you do for a man, the more likely it is that he will cheat on you. Because he feels like he already got you. He feels like it's nothing that you won't do for him, or it's nothing that he would do to make you feel like he don't deserve something from you. If anything, I feel like you're playing yourself. And that's just me being real. And if I don't have a ring on my finger, I'm really not going to go out my way. I'm just not going to do it. You can call me all kinds of lazy all you want to, but I don't see men going out their way for women. You have guys, like I keep saying, who act like it's a problem taking you on a date. They act like that's an issue. So I can only imagine how a guy's going to feel about going half on the rent or taking you shopping. Now, all of a sudden, that's way too much to ask. You as a woman have no place to expect that from a man. Oh, it's not my place to have certain expectations. Okay, well, if that man isn't my husband, then he has no right to expect certain things of me that a wife is supposed to do that. I don't understand how we can legitimately have these conversations without pointing all the faults on both sides. I don't understand. And this isn't to say that women are perfect, because nobody is perfect. But all I'm saying is that nobody holds men accountable for what they do. It's always something the woman didn't do. It's always something that the woman wasn't good enough at. What about the man? And another thing that we don't emphasize is that it's a man's job to make sure that his woman's self-esteem stays high. While it's not his job to provide her self-esteem, his job is to enhance it. She's supposed to be beautiful to him no matter what. Because the thing is that her outer appearance doesn't have nothing to do with who she is as a person. If her character has stayed the same throughout the whole relationship, you should not be too concerned about her physical appearance. And that's just simply put. The thing is that everybody is going to not be concerned about certain things when they first meet you. Because they don't know you. They don't know you yet. They're not emotionally invested in you yet. And so as they get to know you, other things stop mattering so much. And the thing is that Once the small things stop mattering so much, you can allow yourself to truly have a legitimate relationship with a person on a deeper level. And that's what should be the most important thing. But again, most guys are shallow. And it's like, and if you're not their type, or if you're not the woman that they typically go for, then they could care less about what kind of a person you are. And that's just a fact. I also want to take a brief moment to address nice guy misogyny real quick. Even though in a way that could be a whole episode in and of itself, but I'll talk about it briefly. The most important parts are going to be said here. Nice guy misogyny is applied to a certain kind of man. These are the nice guys who feel like they are entitled to a woman's attention regardless of how he looks or how he treats her. Oh, I'm a nice guy. I respect women. I take them out on dates. I hold the door open for them. I ask them how their day is. I do all of those things. I'm smart. I have a good job. I have a nice car. I have a nice house. Why doesn't a woman want me? Because you have a crappy personality. You feel entitled to her. You feel entitled to her time and her attention. And the second that she tells you no, you act like you're ready to kill her. And sometimes in the most literal sense, it happens. And these are you, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but again, I didn't make up the stereotype, and it's not my fault that the men who look like this willingly adopt these behaviors either. So don't shoot me as the messenger, shoot the message. The nice guys are usually these nerds, these anime fans, and the guys who were picked on in school for being, you know, the nerd or the guy that just, I don't know, like the nerd. It's pretty much the nerd. Whether you're the anime nerd or the geeky nerd, you're still a nerd. That guy is who I'm talking about. That guy usually ends up being a serial killer. That guy usually ends up being a school shooter. That guy feels like when nobody is giving him attention, it's a problem. The thing is, you have to give respect to get it. If you don't respect other people, how can you possibly expect somebody else to respect you, especially a woman? If she's not interested in you, she has a right to not be interested in you if she doesn't want it. Maybe she doesn't feel like she will have anything in common with you. That's on you to be open to be like, hey, you know, even though we look different and fall in different social circles, we can still have something in common. That's what you as a guy is supposed to do. You're supposed to provide that platform of dialogue. But no, instead, you want to be a hater. You get mad at all the guys who get the girls that you want. And then all of a sudden, it's a problem. All of a sudden, she's the biggest C word and W and H in the whole entire world. And then you hate that guy's guts just for absolutely no reason, all because he looks better than you. It's a shallow world. I don't know what else to tell you. But you knew this from the beginning, and there's nothing that's going to change about it. And you changing your outer appearance is still not going to change who you are as a person. That's not going to make you a nicer person. That's not going to make the girls want you. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be the type of guy that knows that the only reason why a woman is with you is because of what you have, not because she actually cares about you. You're going to be the guy that is going to know that to be abundantly clear, rather than the guy that's good looking and has all the stuff that you perceive a woman to want. She may actually be in love with that man, but not you. It is what it is. And let me just say something too about these anime nerds. It's nothing wrong with liking anime, but there is a fine line, okay? There's a fine line between liking the artistry and liking a storyline and a plot versus you try to live vicariously through these characters in a false reality. That's where we cross the line. And on top of that, none of these girls, none of these anime girls exist in real life. No girl is going to look like this or act like this. These anime girls are airheaded. They're not smart. They don't know how to be social. They sexualize everything. And on top of that, they try to sexualize things that have no business being sexualized, especially when it comes to trying to invoke this cute and innocent persona. You want to know who's cute and innocent? Children. So now it's okay to sexualize something that only should apply to children? Is that what you're trying to tell me? And no, I'm not reaching, because this is what happens. A lot of you anime fans, you anime nerds are perverts. Y'all like kids or like anything that's childlike, and that's not appropriate. And when people call you out on it, it's an issue. Again, nothing is wrong with liking anime. But again, when you try to live vicariously through these characters and pretend that you are these characters, that's when we are crossing the line. And that makes people, especially women, run in the opposite direction, and rightfully so. Stop it. But I digress for a third time. Women, at the end of the day, you have to understand something. I know it is a lot easier to say than do, but you are honestly better off not getting your feelings attached to these men, because they are going to disappoint you every time. And unfortunately, you can be married, you can have a family, and a man will still decide all of a sudden this isn't what he wants. So you can be that far gone and this can still happen to you, unfortunately. So really, at any given time, your emotions are not safe, is what I'm trying to explain to you. The same way these men want to have fun and waste your time, do the same thing. Don't get your feelings attached. And the thing about it is that, like I said before, I wish when I was younger, I had better control of my emotions. I really just could not be the person that I had the potential to be because of emotions. I got so tired of people using and abusing me because I was nice to them, because I cared about them. And I wasn't obligated to do it, but because I just was raised to be a good person. I was raised to care about other people other than myself, because everything is not about me. I'm not the only person in the world that exists. I'm not God, and I'm not the sun, and everything revolves around me. I wasn't raised to believe that. I wasn't raised to be self-centered. And that's why it gets under my skin when, no matter what the situation is, when I see somebody being taken advantage of, it just gets to me. It really does. Because everything about a person who was taking advantage of somebody else, everything they do is deliberate. Nothing is an accident. Absolutely nothing. So I don't have no sympathy to give. I don't have no compassion to give. When you're that selfish, you get what you get. And you can't live life long enough thinking that you can just hurt everybody that comes into your life and expect nothing to happen to you. And here's the thing about karma. Karma may not even deal with you in this lifetime, but karma may deal with the generation to come. Karma may not get you, but karma will get your children and your children's children. And then you will wonder why your children are dealing with curses And it's all because of what you did. And one thing about time is that you can't take it back. You can't go back in the past and correct things. Once it's done, it's done. But the thing is, you have people who don't care. And like I said, men right now don't care. They don't care about nobody but themselves. They get some type of joy seeing women upset. They get a joy out of seeing women complain. And the reason why I say they have to get a joy out of it because they keep consistently doing it. You tell them about how your ex treated you, they end up treating you the same way, if not worse. Men like to hurt women. They feel a sense of validation hurting women. Hurting their feelings, betraying their trust. Some men get off on that. I honestly believe it. I really do. I honestly believe that. And it's up to us women to really be like, you know what? There's some things that we need to stop doing. For one thing, as women, we need to stop being so willing to give it up. That really starts there. As soon as you give a man your body, it's like he got you. It's like you hold no other value to him now. You've already laid with him. And stop letting men tell you that there's something wrong with you placing so much value in your womanhood. Womanhood is valuable to a man that is straight. Manhood is not valuable to a man who is not heterosexual. So don't sit up here and tell me there's something wrong with me embracing and enhancing my womanhood and everything about my womanhood, from how I physically look to my reproductive system. All of that is part of womanhood. And if a man doesn't see that to be any of value to him, then I don't need to associate myself with him then. The same way us women get upset at men for wanting women to be trophy wives, we need to stop having trophy boyfriends. We need to stop having trophy side pieces. We need to stop having trophy one-night stands. We need to treat these men the way they treat us. And then maybe they'll understand how it feels. To be honest, sometimes I feel a sense of validation when women finally treat men the same way they treat other women. I feel a sense of validation because it's like, now you know how I feel. Now you know how I feel. Now you know what it's like to be played. Now you know what it feels like to be lied to. Now you know what it feels like to look absolutely stupid to your friends and your family. Now you know what it feels like to be absolutely embarrassed. Now you know what it feels like. I understand now why single moms do what they do. I'm not saying it's okay to use your kids as pawns or to keep your kids from seeing their fathers, but how can you try to make it seem like you having a relationship with your child should be completely independent of me, like I shouldn't have anything to do with it? I'm the reason you got a child existing. I gave birth to your child. How can you all of a sudden act like I'm no longer part of the picture? I'm the picture. I completely understand now. Again, I'm not trying to justify, but I completely understand. I really do. And the thing is that men need to mature. They need to figure it out. And the thing is that if you feel like your life is in that much of a crisis where you need to figure out where you want to be, then don't date women. Stay out of their faces. Stop being so thirsty. Stop being in their DMs all the time. Stop liking their pictures. Stop hitting them up on Facebook. Stop doing it. If you want to get your life together that bad, go ahead and focus on yourself then. I'm not saying there's an issue with that. But don't at somebody else's expense ruin their life. because you can't figure it out. That's not fair. And I don't rock with that, and I'm never going to rock with that. It's an issue, and it's always going to be an issue. So that's my advice to dudes. Stop wasting these women's time. Cause let me tell you, men, first of all, it's not even a lot of y'all anyway. And y'all don't live longer than women. Okay? So to be honest, there are so many odds that will prevent you from living a fulfilling life anyways, just statistically speaking. And so you don't really have a lot of time to waste like you think you do. You don't. So I said that to say that women need to, I mean, as soon as you start seeing the signs, you need to just leave. Don't even explain yourself. Just leave. Stop answering their calls. Stop answering their text messages. Just leave. Stop trying to get closure. Stop trying to get an answer. There is none. There is none. There is no reason. He did it because he felt like it. He cheated because he felt like it. He lied because he felt like it. He did not care, and he's not going to. And the more times you take him back, the less and less he's going to care. He don't care nothing about you. And the thing is, we all have been in this boat. We all have been played by somebody multiple times over and over and over again. When is it going to stop? It's ridiculous. I don't want to live in a world like this. I don't want to see families broken apart. I don't want to see relationships broken apart. I want to see people happy. I want to see people in love. I want to see people experience true intimacy. I want to see children happy because they got happy parents. I want to see whole families. I want to see healthy families. That's what I want to see. But at this point, I don't know if it's possible. I don't. I really, truly don't know if it's possible. It's like Louis Capaldi said in his song, I let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I guess I was getting kind of used to being somebody that you loved. You think it's one way, but it turns out to be something completely different. It's sad. It is really sad. Men need to shape up for real. They need to shape up. It's immature. It's not cute. It stopped being cute a long time ago. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up. And again, it's like, why would you willingly want to hurt the woman that is caring about you? She's not obligated to give a crap about you. Who are you supposed to be? That's a choice that she made willingly. And don't think that you are so great of a person when you deserved it. Because let me tell you, like I said, a lot of men are not good people. They have done bad things. They haven't had any consequences for their actions, but yet somehow they lucked up and found a woman to love them. Life just really isn't fair with so many things. Women, you gotta realize it's more power in your hands than you realize. And you need to stop giving these men the time of day. You really do. And I understand that we are in a climate where rejecting a guy is very dangerous. I understand that. I understand that wholeheartedly. It's one of my biggest fears. you tell a guy, no thanks, I'm not interested, or I'm married, or I have a boyfriend, you have men who can give less of a damn about that. I understand that that's the world we live in. But just understand that even that's more of a risk that you should be willing to take than to be with a man who is wasting your time and you feel like he's wasting your time. Just be alone. Learn how to be by yourself. Learn how to have some self-esteem and learn how to be by yourself. And the thing is, this is the other thing, women. Most of y'all are not wanting love. Y'all just lonely and horny. Like, just be honest. You just want to have sex. You actually are not in love. And that's okay. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want. But stop confusing the two. Being horny and being in love is not even close to being the same thing. And it never will be. And most men, if they don't understand anything, that's something they wholeheartedly understand, that being in love and being horny ain't the same. We need to learn that too. But that concludes today's episode. It was a long one. It was a little rambly. I apologize. Like I said, I'm sick and I'm going to be sick for a while. So please bear with me. I am only human. I am only human. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to not feel good. I don't want to sound raspy or sound like I'm having a hard time breathing. I apologize. But again, this is just this time of the year. And it's just very difficult to stay healthy. It's so hard. It's so hard. But thank you for your continued support. Like and share the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on all platforms the same way it is spelled here. Like and follow the Facebook page for updates so that you'll know what episodes will be posted and any further updates that I have to offer. Again, thank you for your continued support, and I will see you in my next one. Bye-bye, and so long.